Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You talk about pace setters and pace stealers. I'd love for you to kind of define those for us.
I define it this way. Things that set the pace of your life, whether you want them to or not, or whether you intentionally mean for them to. So, for example, relationships are pace setters in our lives. The people who are closest to you have a big impact on the pace of your life, how fast you can go, how slow you need to go. Does your life have rhythm? Are they bringing their crisis constantly into your life and drama and creating chaos? When people don't respect your personal boundaries because they just want what they want when they want it, they're actually affecting your ability to be productive and to have wholeness. So we have to be careful. You know, we might not think of our relationships as pace setters, but they are pace setters. And if they're unhealthy, they can become peace stealers. Same thing with our health and same thing with our, you know, with our spiritual disciplines. So with our spiritual devotion. So those are things that we might not think of. OK, I'm going to let this set the pace for my life. But if we fail to let them set the pace and give them a place of kind of honor and importance, they're going to set the pace. They'll become peace stealers in that they'll start to have, you know, reap negative consequences in our lives.
And that's a really such an important and tricky dynamic, because you'll see people maybe that let someone in their inner circle, and you step back and you look, every other area of your life seems so functional and you're so sharp, but you've got somebody who's constantly pulling on you. And I think sometimes we can think that there's virtue in just pouring into a well that seems endless. You know what I'm saying? And I thought it was so interesting, because of course we want to love and give sacrificially, but to identify, is this helpful help? Am I really pouring resources into this person? In fact, you say, if you've got relationships that involve where the person maybe is sinful, crisis prone, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, manipulative or disrespectful, you know, that sometimes you can't avoid those relationships. But if possible, you say they shouldn't be a part of your inner circle. And so explain why that is.
You know, the people who are part of your inner close, the closer someone is to you, the more they impact your life. So both their dysfunction and their gifting, what's good about them and what's negative about them, will impact you. The closer they are to you, the greater the impact. And so you can be friends with someone like that. It's not that we ignore those people, but if you think of yourself in terms of, you know, you're in the middle and there are concentric circles around you going outward, the people that are closest to you, the way I look at it is this: who are the people who I have the greatest amount of responsibility toward? That would be like my family and my really close friends. These people have a right to place claim on me, and I have responsibility toward them. And a lot of times, you know, by pushing that, you know, limiting my contact with some of those more crisis-prone people or people who, you know, bring me down spiritually, it's not that I ignore them. I just don't let them have a place super close up in my life where they have access to me all the time. Or, you know, and it does start by sort of setting some boundaries and not responding to every text and not answering every phone call and not returning every email and not going to every party. But, you know, you have to start that pulling away on your own to make that happen. And you have to think, Jesus disappointed people all the time. He was always getting into conflict with people. He was constantly making people angry. And not that we want to make people angry and disappoint people as a matter of habit, but there are times when the call to growth or the call to peace or the time call to rest or even the call into a deeper relationship with God does create conflict in our lives. And if you look at Jesus, he disappointed people, but he didn't go around like talking to every person and saying, okay, look, I know we had a fight, but I just want to make sure you understand my heart and you know, just make sure we're good. And my heart isn't to hurt you. My heart is to love you. Like, he knew this is the decision I made and people are either going to come with me or they're not. There is a certain level of independence that you have to have and confidence. And the more time you spend with God and the more time you spend in the Word and the more in tune you are with the Holy Spirit, the more confident you can be in making those decisions, because they're very difficult to make.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.